Rocket Lab buys Iridium, a reactor hits criticality, and the infrastructure bets of 2040. Rocket Lab's acquisition of Iridium drew 419 points and 277 comments, the biggest corporate news in the day's feed. Iridium operates 66 active low Earth orbit satellites, providing global satellite phone and data service. The company famously went bankrupt in 1999 after burning through billions on a constellation that launched too early for the market, was acquired at pennies on the dollar, and quietly became indispensable infrastructure for aviation, maritime, and remote industrial operations over the following two decades. The strategic logic is layered. Rocket Lab has been expanding from launch services into space systems, building satellites and satellite components, as well as rockets. Acquiring Iridium gives it an operational constellation, a revenue-generating satellite communications business, and a demonstration platform for next-generation follow-on services. The HN thread drew comparisons to SpaceX's vertical integration, though the comparison has limits. SpaceX built Starlink from scratch, while Rocket Lab is acquiring mature operational infrastructure with a 25-year track record. The Iridium constellation's cross-linked architecture, satellites relaying data directly between each other rather than bouncing signals to ground stations, provides truly global coverage, including polar regions that geosynchronous satellites cannot reach and most LEO constellations do not prioritize. For defense, search and rescue, and scientific operations in Antarctica or the Arctic, there is reportedly no substitute. The HN discussion split on whether Rocket Lab should move Iridium upmarket toward broadband competition with Starlink or keep it in the narrowband niche where it faces essentially no competition. On the same day, Antares Industries announced that their Mark Zero reactor achieved criticality, the point at which a fission chain reaction is self-sustaining and the neutron population is stable. The post drew only 31 points and 12 comments, but the milestone is not one that can be faked or approximated. Either the physics works or it does not. Antares is a private company working on compact nuclear reactors, and the Mark Zero is its first prototype. The open-source low-tech movement story, 296 points, 60 comments, and a dark sky lighting advocacy piece from savingourstars.org, 216 points, 40 comments, offered a counterpoint to the day's capability-forward news. Open-source-low-tech.org catalogs designs that can be built with locally available materials, repaired without specialized tools, and understood without an engineering degree. The dark sky lighting discussion examined the genuine environmental science of artificial light at night. Disrupted circadian rhythms in humans and animals, interference with insect navigation, effects on plant growth cycles. The technology to fix light pollution is simple and mature. The obstacles are policy and incentives, not innovation. An economist piece asking whether every newborn's DNA should be sequenced attracted only 5 HN comments. But those that appeared noted the distinction between existing universal newborn heel prick screening for metabolic disorders and whole genome sequencing, questioning whether the difference is one of degree or of kind, given the volume, sensitivity, and permanence of genomic data.